Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
That was the first time I had ever heard of someone being Hispanic referring to themselves as white. I didn't know that you could do that. I had no clue you could do that. I was like, oh man, these been cheating this whole time. Hey man, just on a complete side note, if you've never been to the border, it's different. It's mad different. I haven't been to many places where if you go to a Walmart of all places, can you imagine being in a Walmart and you literally don't see not one other black person? But that's not it. You don't even see what I would call even another white person. When I moved to the border, that's a whole nother story. I'm on a tangent now. This is when I found out more about the Hispanic diaspora, the Chicanos, the unique culture of that 30-mile radius right there along the border, too, is different, too. It's a whole different type of Spanish, even. And so what I found out moving down there for the first, I had never heard this before. This is when my mind was like, one, Nuevo Laredo and Laredo is like a skip and a jump across a river. It's not a far distance at all. These are adjacent towns with just a river in between that you can easily get across multiple points. But when I would tell a local person in Laredo that I was crossing that border back and forth and living in Nuevo Laredo, that was a place they never went. The perception they had on it was just so unique to me because this is where I'm living. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, don't get me wrong, man. It's interesting down there. It's unique. But what I also learned was that was the first time I had ever heard of someone being Hispanic referring to themselves as white. I didn't know that you could do that. I had no clue you could do that. I was like, oh, man, these been cheating this whole time. This whole time they've been cheating. Because then you stretch that out. It's like if you are from more Hispanic influenced communities, that's a very common thing. The Hispanic community will often identify on a document as white. I think that's why they make us check that other box before they let you know if you a or not. They say, are you Hispanic or nah? That's the first question. Yo, America crazy, but I see what's going on.